to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record. Good morning, Kingston. You're tuned in to CFRC, and I am Kate Bassett. This is your indie morning wake-up call. Every Monday morning, I'll be here to ease you into the new week, or maybe jolt you awake, with a mix of new indie gems, fresh new voices, and tracks that will make Monday feel a little bit less like Monday. Think of this show as your morning coffee, smooth, strong, and just the right amount of caffeine to get the day started. So pour yourself a cup, settle in, and let's kick off the week together, one sip and one song at a time, especially with this super hot past 2 days. Like, obviously it's not super hot, but for October, first week of October, why is it 27 degrees? Why is it 26 degrees? I'm sick of it. I want to wear jeans. I want to wear full-length pants. I'm done with shorts. I'm done with short sleeves. I'm done. But that's what prompted the last song I just played, which was Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. I'm hoping that after this weird hot spell, summer is officially over. I'm sick of the hot weather. I'm done. Anyway, what I have up next is Steam by Shelly, and then Tree Among Shrubs by Men I Trust, followed by You're Not the Only One I Know by The Sundays.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was You're Not the Only One I Know by The Sundays. And then before that, it was Tree Among Shrubs by Men I Trust. I actually saw Men I Trust over the summer. My friends and I were really hoping that they would play this song, and they, in fact, didn't. I sort of struggled with the Men I Trust concert because, one, it was like end of July and it was so hot, like maybe the hottest concert I've ever been to. It was at History, and it was like to the point where like we left and I was like drenched in sweat, and like then it was raining outside and it was a thunderstorm, so then I was also like drenched when we got into the Uber to get to the Danforth station. That was really fun. It was cool though, because there was like lightning, and it was the full style like fork lightning in the sky, which I'd never seen before. I've usually just only seen sheet lightning, and so it felt very like, okay, like I get it, cool, thanks. But it was probably the hottest, sweatiest concert I've ever been to. But what is shocking is it was Men I Trust, which is probably the least like hype concert. It's not like I was like at Two Hollis jumping around. It was literally just Men I Trust. Still a great concert though. And the opener was super good too. Anyway, what I have up next is Go From Here by I Hate Computers, and then Aliens by Headspacers.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. Today is October 6th, or should I say October 6th, 7th? Sorry, I can't help myself. Whenever the numbers 6 or 7 come up, like, yes, I'm brain rotted. I'm done. I need to get off the internet. My screen time's too high. Delete TikTok. Blah, 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 blah. But I worked with kids all summer, and so, like, this stuff is, like, ingrained in me, and I can't help it. 6-7 is one that, like, doesn't make sense, but is really funny to me because, like, it makes no sense, and then I like to sneak it on people. Everyone at work hates me because of 6-7, but that's okay. Anyway, what I just had playing was Can't Make the Fates Like You by Pang Attack, and then after that, it was the Smashing Pumpkins with 33. When I was first listening to the Pang Attack song, I was like, this sounds so much like the Smashing Pumpkins song. I couldn't figure out what it was. And it's still, like, I put 33 after it because I was like, no, they sound alike. But I still don't know if it's the one I'm thinking of. And it was, like, bugging me for, like, hours yesterday. And I had to, like, be, like, consult people and be like, guys, do these sound alike? It was a lot. It's sort of similar to, I've listened to it full now, front to back. Embarrassing is a Taylor Swift album, the new one, which is not very good in my opinion. This is gonna get me, like, canceled by Swifties, but I don't think it was the best album, and I think ever since she released Evermore, it's kind of been on a downward slope. That's just my opinion. Don't kill me. Don't, like, I'm gonna walk out my door tomorrow from my house, and there's gonna be a crowd of people with, like, pitchforks and torches being like, you diss Taylor Swift on air on the radio, you're done. I did not really like the album, but so many of the songs sound like other songs, and that's what's really getting me. Is it's like, I feel like there's nothing new with it. My dad, because he's a really big fan of Taylor Swift, he had a really good point. He was like, it's like Taylor Swift ice cream, or like you're at Taylor Land and it's riding the same ride you've ridden 1,000 times. It's nothing new, but it's like still Taylor Swift, which, like, I agree with. I did not like the album though. So that's my take on it. That's all I'm gonna speak on it. But, like, there was one song on there, I can't remember which one it was, but it sounded exactly like I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Like, the beginning of it was the exact same, which to me, it's like, be original. I'm sorry. Like, there is a struggle with music and movies and anything like that, is it's like, you do get to a point where it's like, you feel like you're telling the same story, but with music and movies is people continue to experiment and, like, take new things and are able to make new stuff. And that's what, like, I think Taylor Swift herself needs to do. And the other thing is, she dissed Charlie XCX, and I'm a stan. Like, I hate using the word stan, but I am a Charlie XCX stan, for the most part, although she, like, has had her past, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She, I guess it's like a diss track for Charlie XCX because she wrote, Charlie wrote Sympathy is a Knife, and then Taylor, I guess you can call it, clapped back. But the thing with Sympathy is a Knife, it was like Charlie being like, you're so huge and massive, and it's like, you're intimidating, and I look up to you because you're so good at what you're doing. And then Taylor Swift interpreted that as like, you hate me and you think I'm evil, which I don't think is entirely true. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna say about Taylor Swift, because I'm sure, like, you guys are like, okay, enough, you've heard enough about it. I also think her Rolling Stones review was paid for, because there's no way it got 5 stars. There's no way that, like, logically it got 5 stars. Anyway, I'm done talking about that. That's all I'm gonna say. What I have up next is As the Night Unfolds by In the Afterglow, and then Burning Up by The Boojums.
Thank you. Just let it bend with Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Say I've got a funny face.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., hoping to brighten up your day and make it feel a little bit less like Monday. I just had a stacked bunch of songs. What I just had playing was Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman, which if you've tuned into my show on Wednesdays at 4, I'll Try Anything Once, shameless plug, you'll know I adore MJ Lenderman and Wednesday, which I totally don't have lined up for the next little bit. I totally am not going to play Wednesday next. What? No, never. And then before that, it was Living Easy by Black Tea. Burning Up by the Boo Gems, which I thought was really cool because it kind of sounded like a not 80s new wave. Like, it kind of gave, oh my God, Joy Division slightly. Maybe it's just I've been listening to a lot of Joy Division and I was like, no, they sound alike, which sometimes happens. Maybe that's what happened with Pang Attack and the Smashing Pumpkins earlier, because I've just been listening to a lot of the Smashing Pumpkins. And then what I had before that was As the Night Unfolds by In the Afterglow. What I have up next is Waiting Around to Provide by Flurry. This was someone, there's this like website, it's I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like this website, and you give them three artists and they will pump back out at you artists that are similar, and this was one of them that I found, and I was like, they sound almost like super similar to Wednesday, which I thought was cool because I'm always trying to find new artists like that. And when you go to their Spotify, they call themselves cowpunk, which I think is really awesome. Like, yeah, our genre is cowpunk, like that's sick. Anyway, and then after that I have, which I totally didn't say I was gonna play, Fish Pepsi by Wednesday, Lottery Noises by Always, and Islands of Men by Geese off their new album, Getting Killed, which came out last Friday. Not like this past Friday, but two Fridays ago. Anyway, that's it. I hope you guys enjoy.
Eli made a point.